once, you know, March 4th hit. And, you know, that played a small role in my decision to make sure I get something done, because I don't know what's going to happen after March 3rd, because, you know, CBA, all that stuff. I mean, you just don't know. You don't know how teams are going to react to free agents and, you know, what's going to be out there. So I just figured, you know, if I can get it done from that standpoint, but it's really what I wanted all along anyway.
Champ, do you feel like the Broncos can win in the next 4 years?
Yeah, I think so. I really don't think it takes that long to turn a football team around if you got the right pieces. And, you know, it really starts up top. You know, we got great management now, and we got a good football coach. It's really about those guys on the field just, you know, picking up, you know, with the philosophies that Coach Fox will bring in, and, you know, how we're going to approach the game. And, you know, we've been through a rough 2 years, and there's a lot of players that are still going to be here. So I know a lot of guys want to get that taste out of their mouth. So it's going to happen a lot sooner than people think.
Champ, you had mentioned the defensive coordinator instability as an issue the last few years. How confident are you that that's going to change now there's a defensive-minded head coach like Fox in place?
Well, it tends to add more stability on that side of the ball, but, you know, I don't know. All I know is what I have in front of me for this year, and, you know, I'm going to work hard for those guys that we have, and, you know, and hopefully we can win their jobs back. I mean, it's really the players that help these coaches get jobs. That's the bottom line. So if we don't do well, then, you know, that's when changes are made. So we got to play well on the field. It's really up to us to keep the same coaching staff.
Camp, was the deal that you signed today substantially different than the one that the team pulled off the table at the 11th hour in October?
Wait, could you repeat that, please?
Was the deal that you signed today substantially different than the four-year offer that the team pulled off the table at the last moment back in October?
Well, it's different for a number of reasons, but because of the timing. Last time, I think they were including my last year, which I was already earning. And obviously, that's not part of a new deal, but, you know, that's the way it looked. And, you know, they were going to take care of me for that season as far as, you know, injury guarantees and stuff like that. But once that's out of the window, I mean, now you got to look forward to next season. So, you know, it's different in wording, but, you know, it was pretty much similar.
Did you think that once they pulled that offer, looking back, did you think they were going to come back and reopen talks at all, or did you figure your time in Denver was probably done?
Well, I was back and forth. I really didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't worry about it, and as you can probably tell on the field, it didn't affect me whatsoever. I had a job to do, and that's all I concentrated on. And, you know, I know if I took care of my business on the field, the rest would take care of itself. And I knew once Josh McDaniels left, things are going to change a lot. So who knows what's going to happen? And, you know, I just kind of just, as I said, just took care of business and let it play itself out.
Champ, I was kind of joking about it before about the Melo thing, but if you look at the last several years in Denver, there's been so many star players, including your own team with Cutler and Marshall, you know, leaving. What does it mean to you for you to kind of, you're going to be one of the faces of the city as far as sports go moving forward. Do you embrace that?
Well, I mean, I appreciate that. And I think, you know, I feel like I'm a Denver native. You know, I'm not from here, but it feels good here. I feel like I'm home here. So, you know, part of that, you know, that played a big part in what I was, you know, my decision to stay, because I want to help make this city proud, you know, because it's been a while. I don't think we've done anything good since, you know, the championship game. So, I mean, they deserve it, and I wanted to be a part of making it happen for them.
Hey, Champ, how big of a role did John Elway play in the negotiations, and just what were your thoughts about dealing with him?
Well, I don't know exactly, but, I you know, my agent did mention a couple times that, you know, he was there when they did their conference calls and stuff like that, but, you know, I know that he expressed the desire to keep me, so I know that carried a lot of weight, and, you know, I appreciate that from him.
Champ, looking at it on paper, when you look at what, you know, you're coming back and Elvis coming back, you could arguably say that those are two of the most position, most important positions on a defense, cover corner and a pass rusher. How much more change are you expecting as we go through the draft and whenever free agency is as far as the defense goes?
Well, I know there's going to be changes, and I'm going to welcome the changes. All I'm going to do is just expect the best, because I know we're going to have a good D-line. Coach Sharks has been known to have a lot of great D-linemen, so I know he's going to make sure he got those guys, and those are my best friends on the team. So if we get a lot of those guys that can rush the passer, then I know we're going to be fine.
Champ, Mike Kliss here. I heard you talking about it a little bit before, but it took a little forgiveness in your heart, didn't it, for you to not go out on the open market after they pulled their offer back in October, and then B, this is a good deal that you have, but there's a chance you could have made more in the open market, and you might have been able to pick a team that would appear on paper to be closer to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you know. One thing I've learned is the grass ain't always greener. You know, I could go to an organization that looks like they're ready, but then they're not ready. Then I'm miserable because I'm around a lot of unfamiliar faces in an unfamiliar place. And I thought about that, and I thought about being on the market. But all in all, it didn't really take me to forgive them. There's new people in charge up there. I know that I could have got something worked out. Once Josh McDaniels left, things did work out, didn't they?
They did. By the way, I got in a little late on the conference call. What's the deal with your house? Where's that standing right now?
Well, I obviously I'm not going anywhere, so I mean that's more of a personal thing now.
I got you.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, maybe that got leaked out the other day.
Say that again?
I said, I noticed you didn't take me up on my offer of swapping the other day.
Hell no. Hell no.
Would you admit that was maybe leaked out there as a potential chip, bargaining chip?
You know what? Everything that you say publicly has something to do with negotiations. I mean, it always does. I mean, Jay Cutler putting his house up a few years ago. I mean, come on. I mean, it all has something to do with negotiating.
I gotcha. I gotcha. So you'll probably take it off the market, or did you even, had you, it's okay, it's personal. Can you tell us anything? Is it even listed?
Well, not officially, but okay. I put it up on a page. Well, I had somebody do it for me, obviously, but I put it up on a page just, you know, because I'm thinking about selling it in the long term, but, you know, obviously, the market's not good, so hopefully if I can get it out there now, then it'll sell later on.
With all this new money, are you interested in Mello's house?
Oh, no, that's too much. I've been in the house. That's too much. Oh, no.
Well, tell us, Champ, from your perspective, I mean, and I know this was brought up about Mello, but what is it about Denver that you like? I mean, that you say the grass isn't always greener. Did you ever have any desires to see what New York City was like, or some of the, you know, you're from southern Georgia, some of the warmer climates to play for?
Well, you think about those things, but, you know, I'm happy that Denver wants me. I like it here. I mean, the fans are great. I mean, I'm kind of embedded in this community now. There's a lot of things I have going on, and I've had to put on hold because of this, you know, just charity things. And, you know, now I can resume everything, and I feel good about that. So all those things mean a lot to me. And, you know, going forward, you know, I'll be able to carry on the things that I've been doing around the community.
Champ, you've always been a straight shooter. I mean, you said before that you didn't think this team really has done anything since 05's championship game. But you also said that things can turn around quickly. What does your gut tell you about the state of the team right now?
Well, it tells me we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of pieces to, you know, put in there to make this thing fit. And what they are exactly, we don't know. And I think if you look at our roster, we do have some talent in certain places, but it's just the maturity level and, you know, the consistency that we need to get up to par. And, you know, we can do that and then add some pieces. I mean, who can say we can't be in a Super Bowl in a couple of years? Who knows? You really don't know.
Champ, are you confident that there will be a season next year?
Not really. No, I've been pessimistic about this thing from day one. You know, ever since our union leader came and talked to us last year during the season, I mean, it just kind of opened my eyes, like, there might not be football. And I know once May, April, June roll around and there's no football, I don't know what the players are going to do. There's a lot of players out there that need this game. And, you know, that's a big bargaining chip for the NFL. And, you know, they're going to use that against us. And I see that happening.
Champ, when you, you know, look at this contract that they gave you, obviously part of this was going to be you're going to be turning 33. I know you've said that you feel you have several good years left. But what does it say about the franchise's commitment to you, the kind of money that they put down for a player that's going to be 33 years old?
That means a lot because you don't see it happen very often. But I got to be honest, not to sound arrogant or anything, I don't come along very often either. So things got to be different from what everybody else is getting. So, I mean, it's just the way it is. It's the way this business is. And I appreciate the fact that they realize that. And they realize, you know, how important it was for me to stay here. And they realize the importance for them to keep me here.
You also talked at the Pro Bowl about how you really wanted to set that record of 10 Pro Bowls. Obviously a great individual honor at your position. How big a hole is it for you? I mean, really, you've done all the individual things. Isn't the Super Bowl really all that's left for you in your NFL career?
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, when you talk about awards, things you can, you know, take home to remember your career, the ring is the most important thing. And I want to get that ring, and I want to do it here. And it may sound stupid, but in a few years, hopefully you guys will look back. Well, Champ said they could turn around pretty quick. So hopefully this thing will get turned around a lot faster than we all expect.